Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, hour number two already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see where he's at and what he's doing this morning. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Not much. Crazy weather. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
And then we got a full moon on top of us again, and it's making things interesting. Best thing I can tell you is hunting in the middle of the day.
Hunting in the middle of the day, huh?
Yep. It's unbelievable, the deer I've seen up in the middle of the day. You
know? Yeah.
And doe season's over with, and I've seen more does than I've seen all season in the last 3 days.
Well, so. Sure.
Crazy, ain't it?
Duck season's in the split, and there are ducks everywhere, man.
Well, I don't know about that. They ain't in that river bottom.
Well, they had some good shoots on the final day over this way, east of town.
Really?
Hit them up pretty hard. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing there's some cranes showing up, but
yeah, I actually heard some geese.
I did too. I heard two different flocks.
Yeah, a few geese moving down. So here we go.
But I talked to somebody that drove 300 miles last Sunday, I think.
Right.
Out there on the prairie, and said he might have saw 2,000.
Not even huntable numbers.
No. You know, and he said there should be 50,000 out there, but.
Right.
It's crazy. So, other than that, I'm just hunting horns now, so. And I got some new pictures. I don't know when it was. Might have been last Saturday. I pulled a Sims card, and I got 2 or 3 deer that they don't belong in that river bottom, I don't think, but they're there.
Right.
But they're nocturnal, so that's how them big boys are. And they're starting to get back on that corn a little bit. You know, they completely got off of it there for a while. The acorns were so thick and still are. But, you know, all that rain we got now, so it's going to sour all of them that's on the ground. So won't bother them hogs, but them deer get back on that corn a little bit maybe. So.
Yeah.
And on top of that,
did y'all get much rain through the river bottom, you know, in Liberty County?
About 5 inches.
I had 4.5 here, so I figured y'all probably got a little more.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
It put
sour those acorns, rot them.
Yeah, absolutely. Which, so, you know, I did kill a doe. When was it? I think last Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday evening. I finally, that old deer, I know she's 7 years old, and we had that wind blowing, you know, and starting to drizzle, and I seen her stick her head around a tree looking at me, but she had that wind right in my face, so she couldn't smell me or nothing else, and it took her 30 minutes to finally walk out, and she finally walked out, and I went on, clipped her, and I'm telling you, I've never seen tallow on a deer like this she had.
Really?
On her tailbone. Her tailbone, it was an inch thick.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Down her ribs, I mean, it was crazy. Texas nephew was helping me clean her that night, and he said, man, he went over to wash his knife. He said, I can't get this tallow off my knife. I said, no, you're going to have to have my water brother get that off.
I know, it's like glue, man.
Yeah, it is. But anyhow, and then I seen, I don't know how many. I've seen a lot more deer since Sunday. I hunted Monday and Tuesday. And then I come home, and but I'm telling you, them deer are in such good shape. I'm really impressed. And we've needed that. We needed to bounce back after all them floods and stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, and I've seen one nubbin bucks, all I've seen. Rest of them's all little does. I mean, that's a good thing, though. Because we got way more bucks than we need right now. And there's no way to, you know, you'd have to go to MLD to really balance, put a hurt
it
on our,
yeah,
balance,
right,
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know under MLD if you can kill them if they're, you know, under 13 inches or not.
Probably not. I don't know.
I don't either. But we're finally starting to get the width. And it's not because of that 13 inch rule. It's because the countries, them trees have come back after that cut they made, that serious cut they made years ago, and it's not thick no more. There's places down there, Miggy, now, and that bottom, me and Dwayne was riding around together. Mm-hmm. You can see 500-600 yards down,
really,
to them trees. Yeah. There's no underbrush at all. Because there's just such a good canopy now that, you know, nothing else can grow under it.
Nothing will grow underneath it. That's exactly right. Too much shade.
You know, yeah, there's too much shade. And that's why it stays the daggum, you know,
yeah,
boggy
dry
down
out
there.
Either. Yeah.
No, you know, it was so dry, though, that, I mean, there's water now. I mean, I know the slough at Darlene Stand, it probably come up 3 foot.
Yeah.
Because it's got a lot of major drains on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one at the camp, it'd probably come up 2 foot. So maybe we'll get some ducks. I don't know. You know, we're on the split now, right?
Yes.
I hadn't even kept up with it. So
yeah, we're in the split right now.
So
maybe it'll make for a good opener and a good second half.
Maybe so. I don't know.
But usually, like this said, way, our first half's always better than our second half as far as consistency.
And ours, yeah, ours is always the second.
Yeah.
Is the better. But the thing of it is, I'm not hearing any big ducks. Only thing I hear is some wood ducks, and there's not a whole lot of them. But I know where one good group of wood ducks is at, and they're on Sparkins. But, I mean, you know, no gadwall or anything. It's just weird. It's like that big lake there at the camp. I mean, we ain't got no type of diver duck at all. I mean, you know, we ought to have some of them, but they ain't there. No coots.
No coots, yeah. No diver ducks. That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. So I did see some otters. I guess it was yesterday morning I come home. Yeah, I seen some otters in the lake yesterday morning, but. And they was having them field day. But forest fishing, I know the tuna bite's off the chart. You know, when they can go. The weather's been pretty severe over there too, you know. And that's even here, that wind, you know. Man, yesterday that wind had a bite in it yesterday. It just wouldn't let up. And, you know, especially if we got wet now with all this water, you get that wind on top of it, it's a little cool. So,
right.
Looks like it's going to stay cool for a week or so, isn't it?
It looks that way. It's, I think winter's finally here.
I don't think so. Yeah, I saw them celebrating.
Keep those Arctic blasts out of here. We'll take this.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want an Arctic blast. No, sir.
It's coming. It's coming. You know it's coming. Mm. So.
Hope not.
I can tell you that, and it's just my observation. Never heard you say that word.
Observation.
Observation.
It's early in the morning. Like the opposite of catfish. Observation.
Yeah. Oh, yellow cat.
Yellow cat, man.
Them squirrels are busy. I know you probably seen them in your. They're busy. So there's some weather coming, and they put some hair on. That's like them deer. Them deer got some hair on them right now. I watched put up scratching himself the other day, and their hair was just flying off of his head, so much for her. It was no doe. It was funny. So they've put on some weight. And
yeah, mine are still real busy, and after that rain, it softened the ground up a little bit, and boy, they were digging pecans up. And
you bet. You bet.
Getting back in the tree and eating them. I said, well, y'all just got through burying all these for the last 2 months.
Yeah. They ain't got none.
They won't even go to the bird feeders. They don't want seed. They want pecans.
Oh, they go into that corn, though. I watched one the other day, and it was a black squirrel. I mean, it was a fox squirrel, but he's black, you know. And he's over at Darlene's stand. And I watched that rascal pick up probably 20 kernels and put them in his pouch, I guess, and then went back to his nest with them. Well, he's a big old hollow tree. And he took that corn and put it up.
Looked like a chipmunk with them cheeks.
Looked like a chipmunk with those cheeks, yep.
Yeah. Full of corn. Don't hide it.
Yeah, he wasn't burying it. You know, and that's funny. I don't ever see them squirrels bury that corn. Because if he did, I mean, the hogs would probably find it and root it up. You know, they bet
up like the crows do their pecans. Those crows would dig those squirrels' pecans up left and right, man.
Oh, yeah. But we've got enough acorns out there, though, that, I mean, there's some areas that it's...
You're not going to run out.
The pin oaks. I mean, it's like when you're driving in the dark, you go through that stretch I'm talking about, it looks like marbles on the ground. They're just shining at you.
Yeah,
off your headlights. So.
Well, I'll tell you, those grackles, man, they came through by the millions. You know, all the starlings.
They
and
did.
Everything. And you didn't hear about any bird flu or anything, and now you got bird flu in Galveston.
Really?
I wonder if they brought that through here. Yeah.
I swear,
oak trees, they made the biggest mess you've ever seen in your life, knocking all the acorns all over the ground, and just, they're nasty, man.
Oh, they are. And, they're gone from river bottom, though. They didn't, when they come through.
2 weeks through here, and they moved on. I hadn't seen any.
Yeah. They, them acorns wasn't on the ground good enough for them, and, you know, after these few blows, I don't think there's any acres left on the tree. I know there's not at the camp because I ain't heard one hit the top of the roof anymore. But you know, you talking about that flu. You know, the rodeo world's in an uproar. I don't know if you know or heard about that.
No.
They've got a virus that happened. The Women's Professional Rodeo Association had their finals in Waco about... I guess it's been a month ago now. Sometime around the 1st of November.
Yeah.
And they had an outbreak of a virus. And it's called EHV something. And they had two or three horses die.
Really?
Yeah, and then they had a big barrel race in Guthrie, Oklahoma at the Lacey Arena. And all them horses went there, too. And so now you got the national finals starting today. Tonight's the first performance in Vegas. And Arizona and Nevada put a restriction on all these horses, and that's barrel racing horses. So the top 15 horses going to Las Vegas, except for a few, like there's two, that was not at them events, cannot go to Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah, they're under quarantine. It's a big deal, Mickey. I mean, you know, and you don't see nothing on regular news about that, but it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And what people don't realize, I heard somebody or I saw a comment, who cares about rodeo horses? Well, them girls' horses on an average are $100,000 horses or more. Well,
yeah, they are.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And
yes, it is a big deal. That's somebody, I mean, a horse, that's just like you become close to it just like you do a dog.
So there's 180 bucking horses going to Vegas.
So what does that
not
mean?
Count. Well, you got 180 horses that are worth a lot of money.
Right.
So if they happen to have an outbreak out there.
Yep.
NFR is going to be shut down in a heartbeat. And that's 10 days. There's no grand entry this year. The guy that he brings 500 head of horses to Las Vegas just for the grand entry and all the other events they need horses for.
Right.
He can't come at all. They have no grand entry. Only thing they're going to do is have tractors pull some wagons around for the elite. But no contestants will be in the grand entry.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a serious deal. People don't understand.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You're not, the media's not even on that.
Uh-oh. No.
I hadn't seen anything about it.
So you take high school rodeo, both of my grandsons are in high school rodeo. They was in College Station while that was going on in Waco that weekend. Right. They've had two horses die. There's 10 regions of high school, and they're in Region 9. And two horses have died out of that. So,
man, that's not good.
No, rusting them was rusting them was supposed
going around up north.
So
man, the world's upside down. Rusting. Mike, I got to run, man.
I understand. Yeah, there's
we're out of time, how you throw out a number? Somebody wants to call you, Mike.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web, RJ Hunting Fish.
All right, buddy. Mike, have a good day.
Bro.
All right, later.
You too. Later.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. And don't forget, Christmas is right around the corner. If you want to get you a gift box for someone in the family or mail them to friends or what have you, nothing beats a Belleville Meat Market gift box. They have bulk pricing available on all their fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage and their processing facility. They're busy right now, but don't let that deter you. Three-lane drop-off system, it goes really quick. They unload your game for you. They track it all the way through the process. You just tell them what you want done with it in excellent packaging. They wash your cooler out for you. It's even better when you go back to pick it up. They load it up for you. You just can't beat the service and the quality of the Belleville Meat Market's processing facility. So check them out. Get those gift boxes ordered. And the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:22. Let's run down Tiki Island Way, right there in Galveston. Check in with Captain James Plogg this morning. Hey, James, how you doing this morning, man?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, dog?
Barely getting by.
Barely getting by? Well, things could be worse. It could be
a boat captain worse.
For the cartel.
You know what happened? They get blowed up out of water.
Well, yeah, I was just trying to be funny here.
It's
worse somewhere else, buddy.
Always, buddy. Always. we blew the day off. I went and looked at something late yesterday. I was going to go try to do today if we caught anything. We didn't catch but a couple. And I said, nah, man.
Right.
These guys, they go with me. Hell, once a week. I said, man, we'll get them next week.
Yeah, give them the week off, man.
I don't know, Mickey. My fishing ain't that – it ain't that great. I mean, we caught a bunch of fish yesterday, but Tuesday was terrible for me.
Really?
Oh,
I figured you'd have got them Tuesday.
You know,
Monday. Now, Monday, that was a different ball game. That was nasty.
Well, it got nasty. The rain run us off. But I tell you, man, I thought we had a window. We did for about 45 minutes. We were catching them. And then, man, it was 45 degrees. 45, 44. It was cold. But it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, and wet.
Well, it wasn't wet yet.
It got wet. I mean.
It got wet.
I got 2.5 inches of rain Monday.
Yeah, if I'd just got to the ramp at like just 10 minutes later, we'd have never wet. Ain't no rain. Now, so I can see it right there, but look, man, I think some of us going to go to the north and some of us going to go to the south. We're going to be all right. And we ain't got to go very far. Hey, man.
Yeah, you thought you had your little sucker hole there to fish in for a while.
Oh, man. I told Sam we fished about 45 minutes. We caught 3 or 4 trout. And then the raw water really wasn't very good. I caught a big old nasty bull red. I mean, a big one. like big, like nasty, and it's raining. And I'm like, man, the wind ain't very bad. I said, I know where I could go, maybe, and get them. I said, it's just too bad. It was raining hard. You know, and it don't matter what you got. You can buy all this Gore-Tex stuff on the planet. If it's not brand new, or if it's old, like if you wear it as your wading slicker or something, you're wet. I don't care who it is,
how good you zip up and tie up and all that, you're still gonna get wet.
If you don't have something that's got rubber on the outside of it, some PVC, you're gonna get wet. And now Sam had brand new stuff. I don't know what he had. Maybe some Sim stuff that, of course, everybody's a pro staff on Sim, so somebody got it for him. Oh, that guy driving down the freeway is probably pro staff or Sims. And you look at his stuff, it's like you wax your car. See, he's beading up and stuff. I'm looking at him. And actually, Cameron went with us, too. I sucked him on. He went with Sam. And I'm looking at that stuff I got on, and it's just wet. It's just wet.
It's not beating up.
No, dude, it ain't thought about beating up. We got in, it's cold, man. I told Cameron and said, hey, man, order me, because my Southerly Slicker, my big-time coming in Slicker, I ain't got him yet. So I told Cameron, we were driving home, Smet ordered me another one. I don't care if you life flight it here, carrier pigeon, I don't care how you get it here, get it here. And then I get to look at that Slicker, and, you know, I wear it way, it's a year old. Nothing lasts us, Mickey. They, you know, a year, and it's a good Slicker. It's not a bad one.
Yeah, well, whatever will last us a year, it'll last the average Joe 5-6 years, you know.
Exactly. And I'm going to set up where I got my wading jacket, and then you got to have one for the rain. And I got a light wading. I got a Grundon's light Slicker when it's, you know, just not cold. And I got one for when it's cold. But I actually got one that's got rubber on the outside of it. But yeah, it's hard to get a rubber one that doesn't have, remember that mesh stuff that's inside of like a PVC one?
Yeah, well, the breather flap inside there, yeah.
Yeah, but them, I'm telling you, man, the old days when we used to tape and glue all them old rubber Slickers that we had, they were as good as anything you can go buy today.
Yep.
But anyway, long story short, we got wet and it sucked, so we quit. And then Tuesday, you know where I went. I went up there, and it's terrible, man. It's like 42 degrees, and I got my old guys, and I'm like, man. And they're all ancient. I'm like, well, if we get there, I'm telling you, we're going to catch them. So I come down to deal there, and you know where I went. I ran them high line wires, and I'm thinking they're going to be about 20 schools of birds. I ain't even seen a seagull. I ain't even seen a bird. Nope. I'm like, man, this ain't good. This ain't good. And we never did catch them. We caught like 5 or 6 fish. It was terrible. And it never did go off.
Yeah, I believe.
And it didn't go off very good yesterday either. I called them boys and checked on them. I mean, it was just, you know, fishing. And we caught a lot of fish yesterday, man. And I caught a lot of them everywhere I went. And had a really good mirror lure and Lele bite. The mirror lure and Lele bite was as good as a tail bite. Cause
right.
My old shoulder.
That's fun.
Yeah, no, it's a good bite. But gosh darn, Mickey, there's so many little ones. I'm like,
I know.
Hey,
treble hooks and them little fish. That's nasty.
Oh, dude. I'm like, why? Why are they here, you know? And then I looked at a lot of stuff. You should go right now and be able to catch them. And they're not there.
Yeah.
It ain't there. So I don't know. But it wasn't bad fishing. We probably caught. Well, again, I just had Tom. He came by himself, Cameron with us. He ain't working on the boat till next week. And, we caught a bunch of fish. We left them biting. And then we took Tom in, cleaned his old fish. He had to go. And then, man, I could barely cast. But I said, man, we got to go check on something. Well, we went checked on something and really good water, but no bait, no nothing. We caught two. And I told Cameron, I said, man, there ain't no fish in here, man. Not many. No, not many. Nothing. I was going to try to fish in there today. If it was good, I don't care what the weather's done, I'd catch them. You know, Mike and them would have went, but it wasn't no good.
I mean, that's the thing you had on.
No, man, when the tide come in, it went out so hard, and I'm telling you, man, at 5 o'clock when we come underneath the Tiki Bridge right there,
right.
I promise you, it's 4 knots. It's every guy, I said, look at this tide, dude. We had to lift my boat up. My big boat, it was just a float off. So it ripped in, and you know, them fish don't really like that. You got to get everywhere I fished yesterday was away from the tide. So,
well, we see that in the winter. Once we get our water temperatures down where we want them for a consistent bite, then you get those real strong tides. See, we're on 2 tides a day now, so you're going to get your good push and pulls. And they don't like that cold current.
They don't like it, buddy. I mean,
they like a stale area, you know, away from the current, and just kind of a creeping tide, or just a, you know, like in areas in the bay where you don't get all that current. It just comes up and it just goes down. That's the areas they like.
And that's the place I was fishing yesterday. And there's a couple of places right by the house but it's a funnel. You know,
yeah.
They'll just sit there and let that tide run over them. And,
right.
You know, it's kind of what they call it, bass fishermen, pinch points, whatever kind of good technical thing you want to come up with.
Pinch points. Funnel points.
You know, and they'll lay, yeah, and they'll lay there and you can catch them. But, you know, I don't know if Charlie's fishing was only good where he was at or it was good everywhere. I don't know. It's not. It's the same. I mean,
well, it's hard to tell with Charlie. It's hard to get him to elaborate.
Well, I had some 51, 52-degree water, man, and then I had some 59 some places
that's pretty
I was
cold.
Fishing.
Yeah.
No, it was cold. Right here by the house, it was 52 and some change yesterday morning. So, but it's
I mean, you know, it's funny how that water will drop like that. You know, you get these northeast winds and, you know, just cloudy days and, you know, that dreary look. And, man, them temperatures drop big time.
They do. See, yesterday was not friendly. I mean, it wasn't fine, don't get me wrong, but you better have some gear on.
Sure.
You better have the right, because it was, you know, hey, we laughed about you yesterday. I said, oh, it's no high-grade liner, man. We ain't going to catch nothing.
I know.
But
I cannot stand a high-grade liner for hunting or fishing.
Dude, let me tell you something about Tuesday. I don't care what anybody says. It's 42 degrees when I ramped in, and it's clipping north at about 20. And it was all you wanted. I should have never went. I should have just turned around and went to the gym and laid in the hot tub. I knew better, but I said, man, if I get there, it's going to be good fishing. And I ran to that corner and I'm like, man, this ain't no good.
You.
Hey, you know how it is. You know what it is. Hey, you
been
know
there,
what
done that.
You've
I got
been
a closet full of them T-shirts, buddy.
T-shirt. And you know what it's supposed to look like. You know when you round that corner what it's supposed to look like. I said, okay.
Exactly.
And I went, man, the first thing I told them guys, I said, this ain't good.
We mean, we're in trouble.
I'm telling you, it ain't no good. But I beat all that stuff up, and then I made just some giant drifts, you know, out there in the middle where they should be, just, you know,
right.
Where they work out there. Nothing. Caught, what we catch? Like 4, 5, 6, not many. Not many.
Call the Chronicle.
It just... Yeah, you got to call it a mortuary for that. But it just, it would just wasn't no good. I took a gamble. You know, hey, you can't catch them at home, you know.
No.
And this time,
gambling
year,
our whole
you know,
lives. Not just shooting from the hip, man.
That's what I was telling somebody the other day, maybe Cameron. Talking about us and everything. Man, I used to could pull all this stuff off. When we had tons of fish. I could pull it off. Hey, man.
Well, sure you could.
We're
it's different now, man. It's just a lot different.
It ain't. It's different. I get burned a lot now. I get burned a lot where I used to not. But, oh, well. We'll get better.
Oh, well. Hey, man. You got time to hang on? Let me knock this break out. We can talk some more.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
Are you ready to hurry up and get out there and get them?
No, I ain't going today.
I know.
Hey, I'm sitting there with a bag of ice on my shoulder. I ain't doing nothing.
All right, buddy. Well, hang on a second. I'll be right back at you. Well, you know, folks, Boyd's is the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live that bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. They have them on display at the store. You can check them out firsthand, all different size bottles, regulators, diffusers. They refill for you right there at the store. If you need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Guff seafood. There's no farm-raised at Boyd's. Their shrimp are wild-caught, and check them out in their 9, 12, 16, 18 count. They always have them, great availability, great price, and their Cajun Grill next door, they turn out really good food at affordable prices, not to mention their food truck over in Santa Fe. They turn out some really good food. So call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 539 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
Yo, buddy.
I had a text from a listener. He goes, he wanted to know how you suit up every morning. What's your base layer and, you know, how do you prepare for 42 degrees and going fishing and raining and all that? Well, we already covered the raining. Nothing will keep you dry if it's raining hard enough.
You got to get fit. I don't know, Mickey. You know, I don't wear gloves. I just let my hands get used to it, but I got a reel, and this is probably what everybody does. I ain't doing nothing special, but I have a real thin insulate shirt. Then I got another heavier insulate shirt. And then I got my T-shirt on. And then I got a Grundin's, like a, what do you call them, like a windstopper kind of deal. And I wear my shorts. I just wear a pair of board shorts, but I wear a pair of Under Armour, you know, heat gear deals.
Well, I bet you look like Peter Pan with those on.
No, they're not those skinny jean things, dude. You know better than that. Hey, but here's the key, and I ain't telling you nothing, but that guy asked the question. You got to block the wind. I wear a pair of bibs.
Yes.
A PVC bibs. And I wear my slickers. So you put all that garbage on, and then you got to kill the wind. I would look at my old men. I told them when they pull in there Thursday, I said, dude, y'all, none of y'all got enough clothes on. I'm looking at blue jeans, no bibs. I said, y'all know it's 42 degrees, but if you don't block the wind, you're done. I don't care what you got on. It's going to go right through it.
It will.
So that's the most important thing. And you know that, you know, your bib.
Well,
your
when
slicker.
You've got windbreaking material on over that other stuff, I mean, it doesn't breathe as good. So you're naturally going to be warm inside that, but you don't have the cold wind that's going to blow through that fabric to chill you back down inside of it. So.
Oh, yeah, you would die. Now, I think what does happen to me is, say it gets decent, okay? Say like Tuesday, we quit at like 12.
Yeah, then you start sweating.
Then you start sweating. Hey,
that's when you get cold.
If I'd have told them at 10:30 we were going in, I'd have got a $500 tip. I'd have took them in. But but I had to start getting rid of some stuff.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about, man, me and you, well, I was a kid working with you. You was a lot younger in the wintertime. There wasn't nobody fishing. They didn't know what you could catch fish in.
No.
And – you know, I told you this before, and you're the same way because we all grew up together. I've never put that boat in the water to go get a paycheck. I put that boat in the water to go catch them. If the first time I ever put it in the water just to go get paid, I'll quit because I've caught enough of these things.
I'm with
you. But, man, in the old days, Mickey, when we had the fish, we could get me and you. They'd laugh at me and you going fishing, go to Dow's and it's north at 30 and crush them. Or go the whole south at 30, pouring down rain, just crush them. We could do all that. I can't get away with it anymore. And it makes me kind of sad because I could always do it when nobody else could do it.
Now you feel my pain. I mean, it's reminds me of that litter commercial when that Indian man was paddling that canoe down that river looking at all the litter on each shoreline with a tear in his eye. That's, hey, that hits home.
It does.
It hits home, brother.
Yeah. Hey, somebody had something, and I only look at that Facebook garbage. I'll usually look at it in the morning before I get ready to go fishing because some people are stupid enough to tell you where they're fishing, so I'll listen to it. And there's some guy on there, and I thought about this. He's got a stringer fish on his back. Talking about, man, I think five is good, and it ought to be 17 to whatever it was, 17 to 23 inches you can keep or whatever. I'm like, man, those days are gone. Those days, they're gone. I don't like three. We were talking about this the other day, and I hate to talk about all these stupid limits. I think 5-0 fish is good, but I think you ought to take it to like 14 to 17 inches. That's the best fish to eat.
Yeah.
And think about this yesterday. Now, Tom, we're just fishing, okay? We're just fishing. And we don't kill a lot of fish in the winter because it's cold. And we're yoking on them little 14.5-inch trout on Lelys, Marlers, and Tails. And anyway, something chartreuse was better yesterday. Chartreuse and silver, that was probably the better color. Cause, anyway, but I think, okay, if the limit would have been 14, and it was 14 to 17. We'd have been gone a long time ago. We wouldn't have still been there. You know, now we had his old stupid six fish, so we're just fishing, you know, trying to catch, you know, seeing what we could catch. I don't know, buddy. We had good fishing. And me and Cameron saw my fish yesterday when we went back out. Just say like April, May, June. It was really, really good fishing. But you brought it up one time. Everything was kind of fresh. Not everything, but it was fresh up your way.
everything was fresh up here.
Yeah, and we're fishing Gulf Run trout, most of them. You know, them fish are coming. They're trickling. They're coming in and out of the Gulf. And it was good fishing, really good. I mean, and we talked about this. If you want to keep the old 10-fish limit, we could have done it just damn near every day. Sure. There's your 30 trout every day. I'm telling you, man, this fall, something, I don't care what anybody says, dispute me. Now, I ain't talking about South Texas and Mansfield and all that. I don't know about none of that. But up here, man, I don't know where they're at. It's something ain't.
Water's good everywhere. They're scattered out everywhere. They're not, they can go anywhere they want to now.
And at the end of the day, Mickey, there just ain't very many this year. They're just.
I mean, It's like you got three bass ponds all connected together, for, you know, with high water, and the fish are all spread out and everything. But when you lower that water and all the water ends up in one pond with all the fish, then you go, oh, man, fishing's great. I mean, that's where we're at.
You can yoke them out. Yeah.
And we need things to concentrate them now to catch them.
To catch them good. And what gets me is the size of the fish. There are, I ain't kidding you, millions. And me and Cameron's talking about that yesterday. I said, okay, we caught a fish yesterday in a place that I was fishing that last year, 100%, they died. Now, they died from being cold or they died from lack of oxygen. I'm watching them float around, hundreds of them. They're dead. They're gone. So we fished in there and went and checked it yesterday. So we catch a fish. I said, okay, how big is this fish? He was a fish that was probably born in April after that freeze last year when it got cold last year. So that's April to now. I don't know how many months that is. I ain't that smart, but.
Year and a half. We'll give it a year and a half.
Okay. So that fish was, I don't know, Mickey, he's in a place where there's a lot of bait. He's like 14.5 inches.
Yeah.
Well, there's millions of them fish that are that age right now. Millions of them. So I guess we had a really good spawn. And I don't know when it got cold last year, how many fish. But I don't know. There just ain't very many fish in the fall that I have seen. And anybody disputes that, I don't care what they say, there's not. I'm not saying you can't go catch them.
Well, you know, when did we go to five fish? It's been a long time. We didn't see any change after going to five, and we sure hadn't seen any change going from five to three. So where are we headed?
I think the size is worse. You know, the size is worse. Yeah. And this ain't a doom and gloom conversation. This is just how it is what I see every day.
I know. But
there is a ton of fish. You can go anywhere and start catching them. But if you care about keeping anything or catching a nice trout, I told you I caught one the other day, Sunday, with Kelly and them. If you put a gun to my head, the fish are probably 414, 412. I'm going to call him 5 pounds because I didn't weigh. But we ain't catching many fish like that. Not many. And we're not catching many 22-inch fish. What's the biggest fish we had yesterday? I let one go. Well, we let them all go, except what Tom wanted, six fish to make tacos. I let one go that was, I don't know, he might have been 21 inches. But he's the only fish we caught like that.
Yeah.
He come out of a bunch of pencils. So, well, I don't know. But the catching's good. The catching's really good, but they're just... Man, so many little ones. And it ain't just one spot. It ain't just one bay. You know, I'm talking about around here. I don't know about, you know, where Charlie and them's fishing. I'm just talking about up here.
Well, that's a different animal up here.
Yeah. And, man, different. I was fishing stupid places yesterday, buddy. Stupid. That you just don't.
Well, they used to have them. Stupid stuff. It used to have them every, you know, this time of year.
Yeah. Hey, remember people laughing, me and you in the old days in the wintertime going fishing? We couldn't get nobody to go with us.
No, they didn't want to go.
Hey, but we were yoking them out, wasn't we? Big one.
Man,
there's a bunch of them.
Mega stringers. And
man, when the wind would blow out of the north, we had dives, beelies, and fishers and all that out there. Look at all that fishing out there by one mom, making them Cedar Point whales and all that stuff out there.
Oh, everything.
It was insane.
First of December, you could mark it on your calendar. First of December, that first week, birds would work all through those Cedar Point wells, and I'm talking good fish. Remember, we'd throw mirror lures.
Big ones. Hey, there's a stringer you're probably tons. Looking at right now in your office that you're standing on top of your deck at Harbor Lane. That stringer, you're holding up. It goes all the way to the ground.
Yeah, that was. You know,
that was out there at Cedar Point.
Yeah, I had some guy from Cut Rate back in the day that worked there. I forget his name, Mark or something, but he booked me in, and we just cold smoked them.
Man, I was out there a couple years ago.
Like that every day.
Every day. Hey, one of my guys were late one day, so I'm waiting, and I ain't been there. They ain't but about an hour late, and everybody's already coming in. They done laced them out. I'm sitting there waiting.
Well, you can always bank that on that from Thanksgiving through New Year's. I mean, there were so many giant fish caught in that little old bay there. And, well, and everything we used to catch all them big trout on, it's all covered up with spoil now. That bay's shrinking. All of it is. Things have changed.
It's land. It ain't even water no more.
No.
Hey, I was fooling around out there, I guess it was last year, year before last. I come from up
right
up there where we were fishing. So, man, let's go out there. I was going to go to Dow's is what I was going to do, or Tin Can, look at all that stuff. So, oh, man, there's some birds working out here. Don't stop. It ain't nothing but millions of redfish as long as your lower unit.
Yeah.
You can't even reel them in. I said, we got her.
They winter here every year, all out through there. All right, JP, I got to run, man. I'm already out of time.
Somebody
wants to call you, give them a number.
All right, buddy, 497-717-306. And, hey, catch us on Angry U next Tuesday, me and you, I think.
Oh, are we? I hadn't got the memo yet.
Larry's going to call you today.
Okay, so, tell him to call me. All right, dog.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
See you, man. Later. Bye. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.